producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Joe Show. In overdrive, I want to get to at least Crystal, George, and Andrew. We'll see if we can get any farther than that, but I want to try to get through at least these three calls who have been on hold for a while. Let's go to Crystal in Arizona first. Crystal?
Yeah.
Hi. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
You're live.
You know, my daughter, back when I was active duty military, got these vaccines, and now she's handicapped. And, you know, it's a crying shame to find out that it's these vaccinations that are harming our children.
Did it happen right after she got her vaccine? What makes you think that it was due to her vaccination? Was she normal before she got the vaccines? Or?
She was normal, actually. She was normal. And then I started to see a change. And everybody else told me, no, don't worry about it. It's no big deal. You know, this is normal for a child. And, you know, it just went downhill from there. And my daughter is now almost 18 years old. And she's equivalent to maybe a six-year-old.
I'm so sorry to hear that. That's why we need to have studies done. That's why we need to know what the risk is. When we're looking at childhood diseases like measles, mumps, that have really, they want to scare people about how fatal they are, but they have a very low mortality rate compared to most diseases. When we look at the risk, and there certainly is a risk, there is a risk of serious complications with any of those diseases, but there's also a risk of serious complications with the vaccines, and we're not given the information about what the trade-off is there so that we can make the decisions about ourselves and about our children. That's the most important aspect. So sorry to hear that, Crystal. Let's go to Andrew in Illinois. Andrew?
Hello.
Hello. You're live.
Hey, Joe, I just wanted to say that the vaccines, they've got to cut way back on them because they're not being tested, that all the runoff of aluminum from the chemtrailing and the fluoride from the water treatment is going into the rivers, into the oceans, and concentrating. That's killing off all fish and plant life. And that's got to be looked into. And the glyphosate, too, the Roundup.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, we have not only do we get aluminum that we see precipitating into the water supply, but of course we get that in a lot of the cans that we drink things out of, just as we were talking earlier about the effects of plastic in terms of estrogenic effects. There's also the effect of aluminum from our cooking utensils in many cases, and there's links to Alzheimer's with that as well. Thank you, Andrew. Let's go to George in Washington. George.
Yeah, can you talk about common law and how can we invoke common law on this land since it's the land of the free, sir?
Well, you know, I think in terms of where we cross the line, for me personally, once we have the kind of medical tyranny, and we're very close to that because we've seen this now with Obamacare, where they can force you to buy insurance. I mean, where does the government have the constitutional authority to force you to buy anything from a private company? It's not there. They know they don't have the constitutional authority for a mandate, so the Supreme Court changed it for them and said, okay, well, it's a tax, and we assert that we can tax you directly from Washington, which I would say is also a questionable constitutional issue as well. But that's the way that they sold it to us, and as many of us said at the time, we believe that Chief Justice Roberts was being blackmailed. Quite frankly, if you look at the fact that he wrote both the dissenting and the concurring opinion, and he sided with Obamacare after he had said that it wasn't legal. So he's been on both sides of this issue. He wrote both opinions. That looked very suspicious. But for me, the line is when they come and tell me that I am forced to inject something into my body or into my children's body, I'm not going to take that. Let's try to get one more call in. George in Washington has been on hold for a while. George, go ahead. Oh, sorry. We're out of time. I was looking at the clock here. Sorry, George, if you call back tomorrow, we'll try to put you at the front of the line like we did Aaron today. That's it for today's show. Join us tomorrow at 11 Central for the Alex Jones Show, and join us tonight for the nightly news. That's at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we, the Patriots, hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride, GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today. But Alex will be joining us in the second hour. Also joining us in the second hour will be Joyce Riley of the Power Hour, another GCN program. She's a registered nurse, a whistleblower. She's going to be on to talk about her personal struggle with cancer. So you don't want to miss this next hour. It's going to be a very powerful program that we have coming up with Alex Jones talking to Joyce Riley. Now, we see some news, of course, that's just broken today. It appears to be legitimate as far as I've seen. I haven't seen any analysis that would suggest otherwise. But a video purporting to show IS militants beheading 21 Egyptian hostages who were taken a few weeks ago. They were all laborers, and they were kidnapped by ISIS, and they show a mass beheading. And people are rightfully outraged, especially if this is true. We need to understand, however, before we get goaded into a war, that this organization was created, funded, trained by the American government, by the CIA. They were our proxies in Syria. This is something that has been going on throughout the Middle East, so things are not just as simple as they appear to be, unfortunately. And I think it's very important to go back and to look at the reaction of some of our Middle Eastern allies. Let's take the Turkish Prime Minister, Erdogan. Now, remember last week there was the shooting in Chapel Hill. The question as to whether or not it was a hate crime directed against Muslims, since all three of the victims were Muslims, or was the guy just a liberal, Rachel Maddow-loving, gun-owning nut who shot these people? Of course, because he had a gun, the narrative out there was that he was some kind of a right-winger terrorist. He was nothing of the sort. This guy was a definitely, as I lived near that area in North Carolina, as most of the people in Chapel Hill and UNC are, he was a card-carrying liberal if there ever was one. But the bottom line is they pulled this back, and if it couldn't be a right-wing terrorist, then it just had to be a parking lot dispute or whatever the case was. The Prime Minister of Turkey lectured Obama and said, if you stay silent on this, when faced with an incident like this, and you don't make a statement, the world will stay silent towards you. And he says, I asked Mr. Obama, where are you, Mr. President? Well, I asked Mr. Erdogan, where are you, Mr. President? Have you spoken out against these 21 beheadings by ISIS? I haven't heard anything from that. It seems to be very selective. Clearly, there's no question if that video is real, what's going on there. There is a significant question as to whether or not that was a hate crime. If the guy shot three people, and there seems to be no question about that, isn't that enough? Of course, that's the issue with hate crimes. There's always some kind of alternative agenda that it's meant to serve, some kind of a divide and conquer agenda. It's enough if the guy shot three people to just get him for three counts of murder. I don't see why the hate crime issue is even important there. But if we're going to talk about doing something about these outrages that are being committed on film, whether they're staged, whether they're real, everybody appears we've got a majority that wants to go to war, wants to put troops on the ground. We've got a two-thirds majority, according to a recent poll in America, that want to send troops on the ground to stop these videos that we see. Bear in mind that our closest ally in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, and they are our closest ally, is beheading one person every 4 days. One person every 4 days. So do the math. What ISIS just did on video, Saudi Arabia does in less than 90 days on average. Yet they are our close allies. Why are they our close allies? Well, because of oil. Because, of course, the CIA can use them, our military-industrial complex can use them to continually have war in the Middle East because that suits their purposes. Just imagine if we weren't such close allies with the Saudis. Probably some high-ranking government officials would not have been able to sell oil futures short and make a fortune, which I don't have any evidence that anybody has done. But don't you think maybe there's some extra money in some of those black ops CIA funds? Don't you think that the Saudis, who are joined at the hip with the CIA, gave them an advance notice that they're going to dump the price of oil just by maintaining production where it was because demand worldwide is falling so quickly? But, of course, nothing to worry about there. We're told continually by this administration that everything is wonderful. The economy is doing great. We've got great employment figures. And every economic metric, as we were told at the State of the Union, Obama's recent State of the Union, every economic metric is up. Well, that simply isn't true. But if we're going to get so excited about these videos that we're going to go to war because they've created other atrocities and tried to blame them on the other side, false flags that we saw happening in Syria a year ago, trying to goad the American public, trying to goad the West into an all-out war again. If we're going to do that, let's at least demand that our allies in Saudi Arabia, that our allies in Turkey stop this type of stuff. Maybe that would be a start. Now, the main thrust I want to talk about today is not that, however. I really want to talk about how things are falling apart in America, the means of the takedown of the American state. And, of course, this is an incremental story. This has been going on for a long time. But now we see the public joining in with strident claims that we have to get rid of individual liberty, that we have to get rid of informed consent. We see the LA Times talking about we're going to look at removing the personal belief exemption. So that's the way they twist the language of informed consent. They don't want to say, we're going to move to stop informed consent at last. That was the LA Times headline. Instead, what they say at the LA Times is California is going to move to end personal belief exemptions at last. So you shouldn't have any exemptions for that. We've got Chris Cuomo, son of Mario Cuomo, on television, on CNN, saying our rights do not come from God. Obviously, he could care less what our founding principles were in this country, what our founding documents said. Of course, the Declaration of Independence, which basically lays the fundamental theory of our government, says that, of course, all these rights do come from God. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. But he says, no, no, no. Our rights don't come from God, he said on CNN. He said, our laws come from collective agreement and compromise. This story that's on New American hits it on the head. They said he is confusing laws with rights. Our rights come from God. Our laws are made by men. And the point of the Declaration of Independence was to say that we create governments in order to protect those God-given individual rights. But we've lost sight of that. So we have a situation now where we've got the vast majority of the public clamoring to shut down informed consent over measles. This is not even Ebola. This is measles. People my age know that it was very, very common. It was not life-threatening, and yet we see the shrill cries. We see this woman in the story that was picked up by Kit Daniels last week. Here's the headline from Daily Mail. Mom's angry Facebook post lashing out at anti-vaxxers as her 15-day-old son's life hangs in the balance from measles. It sounds like he's got measles. He's critically ill. Guess what? He doesn't have measles. He had to wait a few more days to find out if he had measles. The three-month quarantine that they've inflicted on him is up either today or tomorrow, depending on which news source you look at. But she writes this post with a lot of straw man attacks against people who don't give their informed consent. And she doesn't offer any reasons for it, just lashes out at them for the collective. This is what we're seeing over and over again. This is what we're seeing actually with the Keystone Project. We can talk about whether a pipeline is the safest way to transport crude oil. I think it probably is. Probably the safest and cheapest way to move that around. We can talk about whether or not it's going to increase pollution, as the environmentalists are concerned about, because the form of that oil, nevertheless, it's going to be refined either in the United States or it's going to be shipped across the ocean and refined in China. That's a net wash. But here's the crux for me. This is using eminent domain for a foreign corporation to take private property away from American citizens. Taking away private property from people who have had farms for over 100 years, in many cases in Nebraska, handing it to a TransCanada, Canadian multinational corporation that says, I want your property. And the government is coming in and giving them eminent domain status. This is what we see happening with the Keystone Project. It's absolutely wrong for the government, then. There's no constitutional support for this. If we go back and we look at what happened in the Kelo case 10 years ago, that essentially began a precedent saying that one private company can take land from another private individual and say that it's in the greater public good. That is not what the Constitution says. The Constitution says that you must give compensation if you're taking it for public use. If private property is taken for public use, there has to be compensation. That is not what happened with Kelo. When the Supreme Court said that, they were wrong. They violated the Constitution. And it's about to go to an even worse level here where you've got a foreign corporation coming in and taking that away from someone domestically. And, of course, it's all about jobs, according to the Republicans. Whenever the Republicans start talking, or any party starts talking about how they are going to create jobs, watch your back. Governments don't create jobs. They create bureaucracies, and they create regulations, but it's only by taking those regulations away that jobs are created. They're going to have about 40,000 jobs to build this pipeline, but once that's finished, it's going to be less than 100. We're going to live with the loss of private property rights long after the jobs of the Keystone Pipeline are gone. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hey there, Guns80.com continues to surprise us with low prices and high-quality Ghost AR-15 rifle kits. At Guns80.com, Ghost AR-15 kits are an even better idea than buying at gun shows or through private parties, because the Ghost AR-15 kits at Guns80.com require no background checks, no registration, they don't even have serial numbers. That's what I call privacy. Go to Guns80.com to order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, no hassles, ship direct. Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. Alex Jones will be joining us in the second hour, as will Joyce Riley. Alex will be interviewing Joyce Riley from the Power Hour at the noon hour, if you're listening in the central time zone, but it's going to be in about a half hour at the top of the hour. Now, I was talking just before we went to break about the erosions against individual rights, against informed consent, against private property. We see anchors on CNN, Chris Cuomo, saying our rights don't come from God. Our rights come from the collective, from the laws that we pass. In other words, everything is prohibited unless expressly permitted. We determine what you're going to be able to do. We grant you privileges. You don't have rights that come from God. No, you're granted privileges from the government, from the collective. That's essentially what they're saying. And so we see others in the media, like the LA Times, applauding the new flexibility of Governor Jerry Brown in considering mandates. You see how they've turned that upside down? If you want to mandate medical treatment against people without their informed consent, which is what the Nuremberg Codes were set up for. The Nuremberg Codes established informed consent as the gold standard. I interviewed Jane Orient, MD, last week, and she was talking about how that is the essence of the doctor-patient relationship. But, of course, we see that they're intruding with mandates like Obamacare onto that doctor-patient relationship. Third parties are coming in that have conflicts of interest, whether they want to sell us insurance or whether they want to sell us vaccines. We should be concerned about what the pharmaceutical companies are selling us. This goes beyond the science of whether vaccines are safe and effective. Of course, we are concerned about what they put into the vaccines in terms of preservatives, in terms of adjuvants, things that are designed to provoke the immune system, the number of vaccines that are given, the collective addition of these vaccines, giving multiple vaccines at the same time at an early age. All of these things are very different scientific question to whether or not vaccines by themselves, an individual vaccine that is clean, without preservatives, without adjuvants, that is given without a dozen other vaccines at the same time. Those are separate issues. And, of course, it comes to the integrity of the pharmaceutical companies and the FDA. Consider this article right here. The FDA doesn't even test the safety of genetically engineered food. This is from Washington's blog. USA Today reports, and they have a question and answer with the FDA over GMO foods. They say, does the FDA test these foods before they're allowed on the market? The answer is no. Instead, there is a voluntary consultation process. Genetically engineered foods are overseen by the FDA, but there is no approval process. Foods are presumed to be safe unless the FDA has evidence to the contrary, says Jeffy. The FDA, quote, has to show that there may be a problem with the food as opposed to the company needing to prove that it's safe to the FDA's satisfaction before it can get on the market. Hey, I would be fine with that if that was the way that government operated in every other respect. The only people who are presumed to be innocent, of course, are the multinational corporations that have captured the regulatory agencies. The rest of us, we have to apply for permission for everything that we do. You want to try to take some kind of a painkiller to help you if you're suffering from cancer? No, you have to get the FDA's permission for that. Or maybe the DEA, because we know that marijuana is very effective at stopping nausea, very effective at stopping pain, very effective at treating glaucoma. No, we can't have that because the government doesn't permit that. It's prohibited. Where did they get the authority for that? Where's the constitutional amendment for that? They had to have a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol and another one to make it legal again. They never passed a constitutional amendment that gave them a right to prohibit anything. But, of course, the FDA acts the way that it should to the rest of us only when it comes to a giant corporation like Monsanto. I think it's very revealing. If we look at this article that came up, this is a transcript that I printed from NPR's Morning Edition. And they were talking about the fight between a couple of different plastics manufacturers. Of course, we all know that there's issues with BPA. We know that it has hormone-related health problems. As they point out, in large doses, in other words, if they put it in every kind of container that you eat or drink out of, which is what they do in America, BPA in large doses causes hormone-related health problems in animals. Yeah, like humans. But they don't want to say humans. They jump around that. And then they get into a back-and-forth competition with another company that came up with a competing product, Triton. We're going to talk about what they say about the scientific method. because it's very important in this debate about vaccines. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They're never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today on this Monday, February 16th, 2015. Alex will be joining us in the next hour, along with Joyce Riley, host of the Power Hour that you can also hear here on GCN. I was talking just before the break about a fight going on between some plastics manufacturers and what that tells us about the scientific process. But before I do, before I get onto that again, just want to tell you that this hour is brought to you by the products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. Of course, that's what helps to fund this operation, a key part of funding this operation. We have some specials this month. We have a February special that is 20% off of Super Male and Super Female Vitality. And, of course, those are products specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper hormone balance to create superior vitality, males and females. It's a formula that is completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made in the USA. Again, February special, 20% off of Super Male or Super Female Vitality. We also have another special, Buy 2 Survival Shield X2 and Get 1 Ancient Defense 3. That's our new flagship product there. Ancient Defense has just come out. You can get one of those for free when you buy 2 Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. But just before the break, we were talking about this story that I saw. It's a transcript I have here from NPR talking about the fight between the people who make BPA and the people who make a BPA-free plastic, Triton. And, of course, as they point out, we all know that BPA taken in large doses causes hormone-related health problems in animals. Of course, the large doses that we get means that virtually all plastics that they put drinks as well as food lining the cans of canned foods in many cases with BPA plastics, of course, we are getting that in large doses. And it's not just animals that have problems with it. It has problems for humans because we are animals in that respect as well. Now, they point out that these two companies are going back and forth making claims and counterclaims. They get into an argument. They get into a lawsuit about this. They've all got their own experts and studies backing their positions. They argue, they say, at length about which tests should be used to establish whether a product had estrogenic activity. In other words, both of these plastics apparently under certain circumstances create estrogen problems, creating problems for males, lowering the fertility rate, doing many other things, as Alex has talked about many times, the effects of these plastics. But here's the key thing. This is what they came down to the bottom line. They said, the test results that we have, it doesn't limit our research in a scientific context. He says, our companies are getting their message out by publishing scientific papers about estrogenic plastics that specifically mention each other's products. He says, the tactic seems to be working. I think people are recognizing that it's not the courts that determine scientific questions. It's not the government of California. It's not LA Times. It's not Chris Cuomo. It's truth is not determined by Democratic vote. It's not determined by majority opinion. Most of the time, the scientific consensus about most things has been wrong. Louis Pasteur had to fight against the scientific consensus to get people to understand the germ theory. Most of the time, the scientific consensus is wrong. You advance science by questioning conventional wisdom. And here's some questions for the people who put out mandatory vaccines. And as I point out, we have an article, actually an interview. It's up on the YouTube channel, an interview that I had with Jane Orient, Dr. Jane Orient, MD. She's with the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. She's the executive director. And I thought they had some very good questions that they asked the CDC in a FOIA request 3 years ago now. They asked for things like, describe the potential conflicts of interest that you may have in recommending vaccines. This is to the CDC. Tell us what tests you've done to determine the duration of the protection of vaccines. Tell us the safety and the efficacy testing of the influenza vaccine. Give us documents that describe the long-term safety studies of children and adults who have received 5 or more annual doses of the flu vaccine. Give us tests that you've conducted for possible viral or bacterial contaminants in vaccines. We'd like to know what safety testing you've done for thimerosal, that's mercury, in children and adults. We'd like to know any testing that you've done of thimerosal or other vaccine components for potential adjuvant effects, that's irritant effects of the immune system. We'd like to know any investigations that you've had for the potential of any components with adjuvant-like effect for inducing allergies to vaccine components, which a recipient is coincidentally exposed to, like peanuts or pollen. We'd like to know what the absentee rates in school children and healthcare workers are who have or have not received the flu vaccine, including time off for adverse reactions to the flu vaccine. We'd like to know if you've compared the effectiveness of immunization of personnel versus other methods of protecting patients against acquiring influenza in-house. For example, using UV lights to sanitize the air, which we saw them doing with the Ebola outbreak. They have a UV machine that can come in and sanitize an entire room without people being in there. So these are questions that need to be asked. Where are the studies? Show me the studies. Oh, that's right. You haven't done the studies? Or you don't want to show me the studies that you've done? then don't ask me to trust the CDC or the pharmaceutical industry. I certainly understand what vaccines are about. I understand the process of passive immunity. We talked about that when Ebola was an outbreak, the idea that you would use the antibodies that somebody who survived the disease had produced, human antibodies, and you would transfer those human antibodies to someone else with a convalescent serum. I understand that. I understand active immunity, where you give somebody a weakened or dead version of the disease and hope that their body produces its own antibodies to deal with that. That's active immunity. I understand the principle of both of those things, but you understand that they then turn around and change that. We talked about that with Ebola. We said, look, people who are recovering from this, in almost all of the cases that we've seen here in the West, they've all had this convalescent serum, virtually every single patient. And they were passing this on, the doctors and nurses, because they had seen this work in the country. But then what the media wanted to produce was the pharmaceutical version of this, the artificial version of this, where they would inject monkeys with Ebola, and they would get monkey antibodies, and then they would genetically modify those monkey antibodies to presumably work better with humans. Then they would take those genetically modified monkey antibodies, and they would put them in a genetically modified tobacco plant and grow them. Then they would take this Frankenstein substance and inject it into you, talking about how, hey, if this Ebola outbreak gets too far along, we're not going to be able to take the time to do the kind of testing that we'd like to do. We're just going to have to start injecting people with this. That's the difference, where they go from transferring convalescent serum from one person to the other to a monkey-generated antibody that they grow into in a genetically modified tobacco plant, because they can make money from that. They can't make that much money just doing blood transfusions, but they can make a lot of money doing ZMAP and things like that. So that's what we're looking at. That's what you need to have if you're going to have informed consent. Yeah, we have this case that came out last week, and it was up on InfoWars.com. Kit Daniels had the story about the angry mom, and of course the way that it was hyped in the media and the Daily Mail, saying her son, her 15-day-old son's life hangs in the balance from measles because of, you know, anti-vaccine people. Well, the reality is that her son didn't even have measles. And I've been following this, and I'm sure that if he did come down with measles, there's only 1 or 2 days left in the watching period. I'm sure that if Jennifer Hibben White's 15-day-old son had come down with measles, I'm sure they would be telling this to everybody. But here's the catch right here. When it was reported in the Canadian television report, they pointed out that the person who was in the waiting room, say she took her child to a hospital waiting room at 15 days old. That's perhaps the Canadian socialist healthcare system. I don't know. Personally, I wouldn't take my 15-day-old child into an emergency room to wait for a routine checkup. Nevertheless, she did. And there was somebody who was there who was sick, as you would expect in a emergency waiting room, hospital waiting room. This person who had measles was there a couple of hours before she was and did have measles. Guess what? It wasn't an unvaccinated person. No, it was a 30-year-old man who had been vaccinated. So she's angry at the unvaccinated people. She brings up amazing straw man arguments. Let's run the report from that Canadian TV news report. They have some of her quotes, and we're going to stop this as we go through it and comment on some of these quotes. Run that tape, guys.
Now to a mother outraged at parents who do not vaccinate their children. She took to social media, and her emotionally charged post is gaining steam. You see, her newborn son may have been exposed to measles late last month, and she does not yet know if he has the virus. Here's CTV's Janice Golding.
Measles is a potentially deadly disease, and Jennifer Hibben White has learned her newborn son Griffin may have been exposed at a Markham doctor's office on January 27th. She writes, "I'm angry, angry as hell." The Pickering mom of two doesn't blame the person who sought medical help, but on Facebook she posted, "If you have chosen to not vaccinate yourself or your child, I blame you. I blame you. You have stood on the shoulders of our collective protection for too long. From that high height, we have
given you." Okay, let's hold that right there. You catch that? Our collective protection. You stood on the shoulders of our collective protection. I blame you if you're not vaccinated. Yet, the person that was in the emergency room was a vaccinated person. That's not supposed to happen. And according to their theory, somebody who gets measles as a vaccinated person isn't supposed to be able to pass that on. Yet we've seen that happen time and again. I want to read one more quote, and then we've got Alex Jones has called in on the phone. He said, basically, you have stood on our collective shoulders. We are concerned world citizens, and we're not going to allow this anymore. In other words, we're just going to force you. Bringing up things like you think you can protect your kids by eating a shovel full of dirt, by dancing, by candlelight and a full moon? Talk about straw man arguments. It's one of the most unbelievable posts I've seen, and yet it's been shared over 250,000 times. That's the mentality that we have to guard against. Let's go to Alex Jones, who's just called in. Alex, go ahead. Okay, so, yeah, we're going to get to Alex in just a minute. I think we had a little bit of a glitch there on our phone line. Let me continue on with what she has to say here. She says, we let you be so privileged, thanks to our willingness to vaccinate ourselves and our children. But she doesn't have any tolerance anymore. In other words, you don't have the freedom to make decisions about yourself, about other people. You have a privilege. We allow you the privilege of not getting a vaccine, but we're going to bring that to an end. She says, of course, your kid's not going to develop autism, which they wouldn't because of science. That's her explanation, because of science. So she accuses us of thinking we're going to protect our kids by dancing by candlelight in the full moon, by giving them shovels full of dirt, and yet she doesn't offer any justification for the quote-unquote science. As I just mentioned, it's not the science. It's about the vaccine. It's the same as we talked about before, about French fries that are sold in a fast food scenario. That's not simply potatoes. When McDonald's has 19 different ingredients, some of them pretty heavy preservatives, they fry it in a chemical that is a key ingredient in Silly Putty. When they do that, it is no longer merely potatoes. It becomes special French fries that you could put under a glass, as they've done in Iceland, along with a cheeseburger that is now 6 years old and hasn't changed a bit. And that's the issue. Don't tell me that I'm getting just potatoes when you give me some fast food fries. It's not simply that. And if this lady would go back and ask some of these questions that the CDC refuses to produce the information, they sent a FOIA request. This is the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons. They sent a FOIA request a couple of years ago, and you know what they heard back? Crickets chirping. Total silence. They haven't received any answers to conflicts of interest, to what tests have you done to test for the efficacy of this? What have you done to test for the long-term effects of these vaccines, and on. I just read all those detailed things off. Nobody has received any of this information. When I don't get the information, I'm not informed. If I'm not informed, you're not going to get my consent, unless you destroy our individual rights. And, of course, that is a key part of what Obamacare was about. Obamacare was about destroying our ability to make our own healthcare decisions, because when the government pays for our healthcare, and that's where they're headed with this, it's not right now, it's a massive transfer of wealth from individuals to insurance companies who are selling us inflated insurance policies that may or may not get us healthcare. You understand the difference between having healthcare and having health insurance. I hope so. You realize, of course, that health insurance is not always going to get you healthcare. And when they make single men buy pregnancy coverage, something's going on here. The same thing is true when we're looking at mandatory vaccines. When you've got the pharmaceutical companies selling vaccines out of virtually every retail location, they even sold them out of McDonald's. They were giving away vaccines. They had mold. You could go there and get shot up with MMR. You could get the tetanus shot. You could get a staph shot there. You could get hepatitis A. I totaled up, it was like 8 or 9 vaccines you could get right then. What is that going to do? As Dr. Wakefield said when Alex Jones interviewed him last week, he said, it isn't, when you look at these vaccines, it isn't 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. It equals something that is completely different. And his point being was that he wanted to see, instead of the MMR being given to children, to space these things out. And he said, when they did that in Japan, they saw a drop in the autism rate. But then the autism rate started going back up again. And as Dr. Wakefield pointed out, they looked at it and they found that even though they had now separated this out into three distinct vaccines, they had begun the practice of giving those vaccines on the same day. Essentially the same effect as doing an MMR. That's the question. That's the concern that we have. And when you look at the situation where they come back and they say, as the AAPS also had facts on mandatory vaccines, they talked about adverse reactions to the hepatitis B. They said, well, of course, that's less than 1%. But understand that if you're giving that to 70 million American children, that's going to be 700,000 children that are going to have adverse effects. I think we've got Alex Jones back on the line. Alex, are you there?
Yes, I am, David. Thank you for co-hosting with me today. I'm joining you from my home studios. I'll be co-hosting with you when Joyce Riley, who's battling stage 4 cancer, fellow GCN radio host, Lydia, I've known for about 20 years, will be joining us coming up the second hour today. So we're going to have this very touching, important interview with her and review her 20 years of work or so. She started around the same time as I did, exposing Gulf War illness, having the Gulf War Vets Association and more, and get her view on world events, alternative treatments for cancer, versus mainstream treatments. So Captain Joyce Riley, who hosts a syndicated radio show for the same amount of time as I have. I mean, I guess I did it for about a year or two longer on GCN, but she's been here for about 18 years. She's going to be joining us in the second hour today. Appreciate you doing a great job there. David Knight co-hosting with me from the Infowars.com radio studios in Austin, Texas. I'm working on a big show.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer's clear. Get prepared, and get prepared now. The only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 1-800-847-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10, and they'll even ship it out for free. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA? Call 1-800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there's a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call 1-800-274-3070 today. That's 1-800-274-3070.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we, the Patriots, hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride, GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
When an emergency happens, you could be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there is a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported and is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the code SILVER2015 for 30% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Don't call my name out your window, I'm leaving.
Welcome back. to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be co-hosting in this next hour with Alex Jones. He's at a remote location. I'm here at the studio in Austin, and we're going to have in the next hour Joyce Riley, a host with GCN for a very long time. Of course, a registered nurse, a whistleblower. She's going to be talking to us about her personal struggle with cancer. And joining us now is Alex Jones. Alex?
David, again, I should be back in tomorrow. I'm working on some major breaking news and some corporate deals to get the broadcast expanded and syndicated to television. So that's why I've been missing a few days here and there. Of course, I hosted live yesterday, 4 to 6 p.m. I want to thank all of our affiliates and listeners out there. But David, you do such a great job when I'm tuned in and listening as you break all this down that I end up calling in early. So thanks for letting me barge in here about 10, 15 minutes early today. But wild horses could not drag me away. What we see with the whole vaccine situation is epic. People need to sit back and kind of not savor this moment, but realize we're in the game having a huge effect, having huge victories, not just here in the U.S., but all over the world. If you really research what's unfolding, it's a Brian Williams moment. In fact, I would headline your whole last 30-minute breakdown of vaccines, Vaccines Brian Williams Moment. Because it's the moment when the facade collapses and the lies come out. We've had the Merck whistleblower, CDC whistleblowers, two different ones. One, the head of the program, admit that they were basically covering up autism links. We've had the co-author of the Andrew Wakefield study in England exonerated, his medical license given back, and the court said, yeah, you engaged in fraud to set this guy up, basically. You've got all the analysis coming out that vaccines are causing the diseases, that they're full of all sorts of adulterants. And so there's a public collapse in confidence in the system. Everyone I talk to, basically, is either totally against vaccines and has been hurt by them, or, you know, thinks that they can hurt you, but it's overall better for you in the end. But the numbers are coming in, and so there's a Brian Williams moment. So they're doubling and tripling and quadrupling down right now to push their agenda and to say, we're going to arrest you, we're going to kick you out of school, we're going to push where you live like you're a child molester if you don't take these, we're going to push for forced inoculations, we're not going to let you fly domestically if you don't do this. It's the beginning of the Obamacare media tyranny, medical tyranny, where they all bully you and attack you into submitting to this and other social engineering. So this is the big fight. Of course, we've always been on it. You've always been on it. But now the big fight is front and center, and everybody's got to let them have it. I launched a video over the weekend that InfoWars declares war on vaccines. Not on the idea of inoculation and that you can learn immunity. It's that they're given liability protection. They don't protect you. It's a total fraud. There's a social engineering agenda. We know they're engaged in social control, dumbing down, brain damaging, infertility. And this is our big fight. This is our line in the sand. They're physically trying to assault us with these, trying to force us to take these, trying to force us through collective medicine, collectivist medicine, to pay for all the damaged people that have autism and other neurological disorders. They're collapsing, so like Battle of the Bulls, they're counter-launching. And in that video titled InfoWars Declares War, really the title should be Vaccine Victims Tell Their Story. Because what it's really all about, and I want to repost it at InfoWars.com, retweeted and re-Facebooked under that title. It's a great title they came up with, but the title we need is Vaccine Victims Tell Their Story. If everyone who's a vaccine victim or has family that is or who died from it gets out, puts out YouTube videos, puts out letters to the editor, we will, as a tidal wave of victims, crush the enemy. So they've got a few fake victims whining and saying it's our fault they're sick when it's pure bull. We've got to come out of the woodwork against the enemy in a counteroffensive right now, and we will crush them once and for all. This is their Brian Williams moment. I'm Alex Jones, coming to you from my home in Austin, Texas, and we've got David Knight running the show straight ahead. Captain Joyce Riley battling stage four.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants.
not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.